Sperm whales form close family units for protection and to nurture their offspring. Great white sharks relate only during mating and will actually eat their young. Forensic science will reveal how this starkly different behaviour played out in the prehistoric seas. The Megalodon was the most powerful shark ever to roam the seas. Its jaws were made of cartilage, not bone, which gave them incredible flexibility without sacrificing strength. A recent study performed in Sydney, Australia, revealed that the Megalodon had the most powerful bite of any animal in the Earth's history.
Can you imagine what it would have been like to see these two deep-sea monsters going head-to-head in an all-out battle to the death? It would have been absolutely terrifying to think about. Well, we can't possibly know everything that would have occurred, but we can certainly propose a realistic scenario based on the behavior of their modern counterparts. Megalodon basically was an oversized great white shark, so we can feel pretty sure that it behaved the same way. Brigma Physeter was a sperm whale with a bad attitude and a nasty set of teeth. And so we can look at modern sperm whales and sort of add the extra teeth and the nasty disposition, and we have a good idea of what the whale was like. Then you throw the two together and you get the heck out of the way. So when you see a recreation of this battle, it may not be the only way the fight took place, but it definitely is rooted in as many facts as we have available.
Few creatures on land or sea could match the Megalodon in force. Compared to the Megalodon's bite force of 20 tons, the T-Rex had a bite force of just over 3 tons.
Megalodon was an enormous shark. Our estimates, based on the preserved teeth, are that a really big Megalodon would have been in excess of 50 feet long, which is the size, basically, of a big humpback whale, the length of a humpback whale, and would have weighed many, many, many tons.